Hi, it's your friendly neighborhood, disabled, intersexed, Métis, and aging, even though Miss Magnolia won't admit it. Drag queen and drag king. Now, I may not be your favorite after this is all over with, but anyway, let me tell you a little something about disabled people. This is today's show. We are not so marginalized. It's true. If you're disabled in the queer community, like I am, you have it a little bit different, and they call you marginalized. Yes, that's right, marginalized. I always want to call it margarine, and I'm like, what even is that? We should never have that, but here it is. So that's not equality. So, but nevertheless, I think people mean well. I really, really do. However, they so often get it wrong. And why do they get it wrong? Because they don't actually ask the people who are disabled what it is that we need. And when we do speak, we aren't heard. Why aren't we heard? Because there's a lot of people empowering us and amplifying our voices. We have perfectly good voices ourselves that we can use if people would just listen. We also have our own voices and we can speak. Yes, yes, we can. We can use our own voices. Yes, we don't need you to speak for us, okay? I say that because I hear words like, we're uplifting disabled communities. We're empowering disabled communities. We're going to amplify the voices of disabled communities. Excuse me. Those are power words. Like, who is doing the empowering then? Who's doing the uplifting? Who's doing the amplifying? Because it's not the disabled community. So again, it's a community that is not, that feels that they are somehow privileged to do so and they're recognizing their privilege. No, sorry. We have the same voices. That's equality, when we have equal voices. When we don't have to depend on a more privileged voice to uplift ours. So maybe it's time we, as a disabled community, stood up and said, no, stop empowering us. We can empower ourselves. We are empowered already. How about that? How about that? Wouldn't that be something? The other thing I'm going to say, because I don't want to make this video much longer, is listen, no disabled person should ever, ever, ever have to declare their disability, whether that's visible or invisible, to attend an event. And that includes a drag show or performing one. Those needs, those accommodations should already be in place for you. Because they should be in place for everybody.